Our WLTD microphones are backstage at the Blue Max at the Hyatt Regency O'Hare. And our guest is none other than singer Johnny Ray. From all of us who are your fans in the Chicago area, welcome and hello, Johnny Ray.
Thank you very much, Chuck. It's a pleasure to be back. I have a funny feeling I've just been away too long, because when I got that warm reception night, when I walked on stage, I had the funny feeling that I better not stay away this long again.
No, we won't let you this time. We won't let you this time. I want to take you back down memory lane for a couple of minutes, if we can. And let's see, where was it? By the side of a lake, stream, a river that you wrote a song when you were 17?
Oh, you're talking about the little white cloud that cried. Yeah, I wrote that, but I never really dreamed at the time when I wrote it that that I would ever make a record out of it, or that it would ever become the hit that it became. I get kind of amused, though that now everybody's on this nostalgic kick, because I don't feel nostalgic. Uh-huh. It doesn't seem to me like this was over, that it was 20 years ago, even though it was. But I get the reason why nostalgia amuses me, because I don't think that way, because I never look back, because I always think the good old days are right now. These are the good old days.
These are the good days.
And the older I get, the more I really feel that. And it's a strange sensation, because it makes me feel sometimes like I'm the one that's out of step.
No, not at all. I'll tell you what. Now, you were working in a club in Detroit, was it?
Mm-hmm, the Flame Shoe Bar.
The Flame Shoe Bar. Now, that was the last stop before you made Cry and the Little...
No, wrong. I came to Chicago.
Between?
Yeah, between that. I worked downtown next to the Chicago Theater in a place called the Capitol Lounge, which no longer exists. Uh-huh. And I was working on the bill with a black man and a lady singer named Terman Chittison. And it was from there that two records I made while in Detroit called Whiskey and Gin and Tell the Lady I Said Goodbye had hit the charts in a lot of record towns, as we call them at that time. And they were number one and number two in towns like Cleveland and Cincinnati, Ohio, and Boston, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Buffalo. And it was after that that I was brought to the attention of Mitch Miller, who introduced me to Cry and recorded well, the same session we did Cry, they all got gold records out of that. It was, one of them was called Please Mr. Sun, and another one was called Broken Hearted. And we just did Little White Cloud That Cried as an afterthought.
And that was on the back of Cry, wasn't it?
It depends on your point of view. Some people say Cry was on the back of Little White Cloud
would
That
you
Cried.
Would you have liked the two of them to have been separate records?
No. I know a lot of people say they don't quite realize that it was a very fortunate thing to have two records at that time simultaneously, because it meant that all of the disc jockeying had to get an additional airplay was just turn the record over. And there was that much demand for it. Whereas if I'd had to wait 6 months or something between releases, what guarantee would I have had that either one of them might have been hits?
Uh-huh. How many records were sold?
I've been told around 7 million, but it'd be very hard to prove that or dispute it if it was more.
Uh-huh. They're still selling.
Yeah, I still see these commercials on television peddling my old records, and I keep getting the royalties still, so I know that people are still buying them.
That's kind of nice nostalgia there, to have the royalties rolling in.
It's a financial nostalgic pleasure.
Okay, see?
But there was an awful lot of good songs written in those days. But remember that Tony Bennett had Because of You, and that was a very pretty tune. And there was a lot of very good songs.
Well, you had some great ones along the line. Walking My Baby Back Home, and I remember Glad Rag Doll, was that in there someplace?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, it was. But it got to the point where there were so many of them that were hits at the same time that it got to be almost an embarrassment of riches, because I just couldn't do them all on the show. They were, you just up. You just can't do a waltz down memory lane with all of your old hits. That's why there's enough of the old hits in the act now to keep it evergreen enough so the people who want to hear those old songs can still hear them and still enjoy doing them. But they're going to hear a lot of contemporary things too.
Well, your act, which we enjoyed thoroughly this evening, was a mixture of contemporary songs and some of the great standards and the great Johnny Ray hits too. And the audience responded very favorably.
I thought they were a beautiful audience. I was very pleased, very proud.
Audiences are great when the performance is great, and I think that.
No, some audiences can get kind of rough. Even the hard. Sometimes you have to really buckle down and work.
Now, you were in Hollywood for No Business Like Show Business. Mm-hmm. It was a couple of years after the big record.
Yes, uh-huh. That film was shot in 1954.
Uh-huh.
And I was under contract to 20th Century Fox for a seven-year contract, but the kind of pictures they wanted me to do, the people that ran my career didn't think they were right for me. And I really wasn't essentially interested in becoming a movie star,
uh-huh.
you know, as they say. The Hollywood community as a whole, more or less, even though I lived there, I don't circulate in what you call a Hollywood society type set. Mm-hmm. Very few of my friends are in show business at all. I might be on the fringe of it, like writers. Uh-huh. Or managers or agents or things like that. But most of the people that... Well, I'm very friendly with a lot of performers. But then in our business, like my buddy Van Johnson is in town.
Uh-huh.
But just because we're in town doesn't mean we're able to get together for dinner because he's got a curtain time,
yeah.
I've got a show time, and then it makes it impossible to see each other. You know, sometimes, like, Patty Page is a very good friend of mine, but we see each other maybe once a year, every year and a half. We just happen to follow each other someplace. And it works that way with performers themselves.
I want to back up a second. What kind of movies did they want you to make that you didn't think were right for you?
I don't really remember. I remember what they did. They sent two writers. And when I say they, I specifically, the 20th Century Fox sent two writers on the road. I don't want to mention their name because they have since then become very, very, very successful in film and television. Because what they did and what they were assigned to do, they did well. But 20th Century Fox wanted to film my life story, and they used to travel with me on the road, cameras, and they visited all my old home where I was born and raised, and took pictures to where I was baptized in church, and took pictures of all the family and everything, but it was kind of redundant to start doing the life story of somebody who's 25 years old. What can you have done in 25 years that, you know, that requires... even now, I don't feel that my past victories or conquests or whatever you might want to call them, or successes, I don't think they are important enough to be made into the life of Johnny Ray. First of all, I would think that'd be probably one of the dullest subjects you'd ever want to sit through in a film anyway.
You worked recently in on nightclub stage, and you even did a play some time ago, or not too long ago, I guess, didn't you? Bus Stop, weren't you in the...
Yes, well, that's something I wanted to do because... I wanted to branch out and do different things, and so I arranged for to be produced and to be presented in Bucks County Playhouse in Pennsylvania, Bucks County, because Bucks County is probably one of the best summer stock theaters, and if I'm going to learn anything, I'm going to learn it there. And so I did that, and then they wanted me to do Guys and Dolls, which was a singing role in Dallas State Fair. So I agreed to do that, and I learned a lot there. And I learned a great deal about stage technique as we're working with other people opposed to learning my craft working alone. Mm-hmm. Because I'm on stage at the Blue Max. It's all me. I mean, I don't have to depend on anybody.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody has to depend on me. just a conductor myself for tempos and segues and things like that. But I don't have to play off of anybody except the audience. And on stage and in films, which is sort of a lazy man's way of life, but I just don't, I'm just really not that ambitious in that department. I would like to do is more of what we were just talking about. I'd like to do more television, which I think is essential at this particular stage of my life, because I've spent too much time out of the country, and in the last 20 years there's been a whole new generation who's, as far as they're concerned, a Johnny Ray is something out of Star Trek or something. And yeah, you've got to get to them, but the only way you can do it is television, films, and records.
Yeah. You have to be seen. Well, you've been seen around lately. Where are you going from the Blue Max? Where does the next stop?
Well, from the Blue Max, I'm here for 2 weeks.
You'll be here through the 27th of January, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, that's what they say.
Well, we close here, and then I have a day off, and then I open in either Dayton or Columbus. I don't know which sequence it is, but it's either one of them. Then I do a week in each of those cities, and then I have to return to the coast and probably start recording or doing research on material, which is being done now in my absence. And if they want to send things to me while I'm on the road between... between shows and during the daytime, I go over material.
Well, we hope that your next swing around or across the country will include a stop in Chicago, because you'll always be welcome here. There's so many people who enjoy the talents of Johnny Ray that they're always glad to see you in person. And on behalf of them, I thank you for spending some time with us today.
My pleasure, Chuck. I hope I see you again soon.
Thank you, Johnny Ray.